My family of four are staying in this little hut for the weekend. Mona will give you a tour.
Right, so this is at Hoddam Castle, just outside Annan and Ecclefechan. This is a kennel lodge with the bunk. So you get the big bed and you get the bunk. You get the two tables with the lamps, and that's pretty much it. The rest is all stuff we brought. See, it's all our bags. I've got a woman and two kids, that's what that is. But this is it. It's quite cosy. Cool box and shitter are brought with us because Laura is in her mid-30s now and needs to pee during the night. This is pretty much it, but it's like a TARDIS. It's a lot bigger than it looks on the outside. But the kids, we've got two daughters, and they sleep up here. It's wee cosy up there. I do feel they could do something with the space under here. It's a bit of wasted space under there, so if you just dumped all our bags under there, there could be like a wee chest of drawers or something, and keeping in the wooden theme and stuff. But you don't think it's a bit like a TARDIS? You see it from the outside, it looks tiny. How are you fitting four people in there? Aye, I think it's quite cosy. This was Friday to Monday, and I think it was £255 for the weekend, which I thought was no bad. But let us know what you think. Then comes the dreaded time to empty the loo. So what you do is, see, comes with a wee lid and a wee... PP's only, by the way, nae poo-poo's in here. PP's only. There is a toilet block, a short walk away if you want a poo-poo, but PP's only in the one in the hut. So you grab your loo, big bucket of pish, and you take over here. So you'll see there is one, two, three, four lodges, and that little one there is the cookhouse. That is where your cooker, your microwave, your kettle, your toaster are. But aye, this is Hoddam Castle. You've got all these little wee huts and lodges over there as well. You can hire these ones, are slightly cheaper than these ones. They are smaller, but there's ones there with a full kind of kitchen inside as well. And this is like your camping area. But anyway, I'm still carrying this big bucket of pish, so I'll show you where that goes. So through those gates is the coach house, which is a bar and restaurant. Over here, there's reception over there, and a wee shop. In there is a bit of play stuff for the kids. That's the men's toilets and shower block in there. The females is around there. Around here, by the milk vending machine, which is one of these bad boys. You get your bottle and your milk, you also get milkshake. Oh, hello, reflection. And you've got laundry and dishwashing around here. So if you want, you can do your washing while you're here. In there, so you do your washing and your dishes. Your chemical loo goes up here. Lovely. But to love the camping life. Here it is. Lovely. Dump your pish in there. Right, let's do this. Camping. Brilliant.
When I pulled up, there was a woman emptying her chemical loo. Now, as I previously said, we have a no poos, only pees rule when it comes to the wee toilet. When she was emptying hers, I had a lot of droppage, a lot of plopping. Don't think she has the same no poo rule in her caravan, hut, whatever the hell she's doing, tent, whatever she's doing. Different strokes for different folks and all that, isn't it? I've been given the keys to another of the little, the new lodges. My mother-in-law's staying in hers and just gave me her keys. So I'll show you that one as well. I think it was a bit cheaper. I think it's more expensive, sorry, because it's newer. She was stayed two nights and it was £200. So three nights being £300 and we were £255 for the 3 hour one. So I will take you down there and we'll see what that one's like. So as you see, they do look a bit more modern. You get your decking out front of your wee table as well. And here, we'll get us in. We're in. So again, quite a basic setup. But where's the light? Light switch. There we go. Again, you get your bed,
and bunk beds in here. So we've got bunk in ours. These are proper mattresses and proper bunks. Now it's obviously it's just my mother-in-law sleeping here, so there's no, the bed's only done up for Wayne's or anything. But I think if we were coming again, we might book this because it's a bit more practical for the kids. Because they're both, although they're comfy and they're cosy up in their bunk over there, this is probably just a bit better for them, innit? This is what you get for your money. You got a wee table there, you can see she's got her food and all that out there. In here, cupboard. I think she's using it as, again, aye, a loo. But you can put your suitcase and stuff in here. And also she's got a bin, get in there. But aye, £100 a night for this, I think. So the one we stayed in last time, up this wall here, had like a kitchen. The double bed was in that corner there. Where that cupboard is, was a wee kind of sofa bed. And it pulled out and that's where my eldest slept. Had the table there, and we just put a travel cot at the bottom of the double bed about here. They do have different sizes. But I think this is cracking. I think we'd definitely boot us again if we're coming back with the two kids. Yeah, £100 a night for this one, slightly more expensive for the one that we're in that you've seen. Let us know, would you pay that? I think that's fair. But we come every year, we love Hoddle Castle, so let us know if you've ever been or if you'd like to come after seeing this. Aye, cheers for watching, bye.